This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Z. You're listening to Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for tuning into this episode. A lot of information going to be coming at you in this episode if you're going to the Doc Dogs World Championships, so you'll want to stay tuned. I was talking with Grant Reeves again, and we've just touched the tip of the iceberg of some of the stuff we're going to have to cover over the next couple weeks to keep everyone up to date and on par, but I think we did a great job on this one, telling you what's going on in the world of Doc Dogs. Speaking of what's going on in the world of Doc Dogs, there's a few events this weekend. I say that casually, which is funny because there's probably more events this weekend than some other copycat organizations have had all month. Friday, October 23rd through the 25th, it is the Gander Mountain Lake Mary, Florida event in Lake Mary, Florida. That is a Doc Dogs worldwide event. In Canada on Saturday, October 24th and Sunday the 25th, it is the SNAC Quebec 2016, part of Doc Dogs Canada in Quebec. And also, it doesn't say what city in Quebec. Anyway, look it up online, docdogs.com. I'm sorry, I got a lot of information this episode. I'm going to blow through this. Whitetail Ski Resort Great Outdoor Festival, which, by the way, I'm not blowing through this. Not that these aren't deserving here. These have been on the schedule for a while. You go to docdogs.com and check it out. Of course, they're all fantastic events and probably going to be very well attended. I think people are going to have fun. Great practice for Worlds, too. Anyway, the Whitetail Ski Resort Great Outdoors Festival is October 24th and 25th in Mercerburg, Pennsylvania. So that's pretty cool. That's part of the Chesapeake and Keystone Doc Dogs. Two clubs coming together there. Uh-oh. Will there be a club battle? Very cool. Also, the Connecticut Pet Show is a Doc Dogs worldwide event, October 24th and 25th. And the Pittsburgh Pet Expo, October 24th and 25th. It's a Three Rivers Doc Dogs event in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So there you go. That's what's going on this weekend in the world of Doc Dogs. A lot of events still going on while Doc Dogs is chugging away at so much more. So not only this week are they going to be at Rules Committee and gathering all the stuff for that, but they're going to have to contend as soon as they get back with whatever went on at Rules Committee, get that straightened out, and these events, too. They're going to have to get this stuff all tallied in and everything so that they can get those results up on everybody's websites and everything like that. One of the other things I want to remind you about Worlds is the car window decoration contest. $150 in Doc Dogs credits will go to the winner. You need to decorate your car windows before you leave on your trip or shortly after, let's say the first rest stop. Maybe you can't do it at home, you don't have space, for whatever reason. But what we do is we want you on the road, advertising that you're going to Worlds. Be proud, be loud, show it off, color up your windows, be artistic. Draw your dog, make sure it says docdogs.com on it somewhere, and big enough to read from the car at least next to you on the highway. And, you know, if you see another car like that, you know, take a picture, your passenger take a picture, not the driver, going down the highway and go, hey, saw these guys, blah, blah, blah. Maybe you start communicating. Might be somebody you know. Might not be anybody you know. And all of a sudden you realize you're coming from the same direction and you're hooking up. It's kind of fun, if you ask me. I've been in those situations before, so it's very cool. So decorate your car windows for Worlds. There's a contest, and you can win $150 in Doc Dogs credits. So, you know, hey, $150 in credits. That's cool. All right. In this episode, I am talking with the president and CEO of Doc Dogs, Grant Reeves. We talked about a number of different things, including the upcoming Rules Committee. Give you a little more information on that, especially if you're new. But you definitely want to stay tuned throughout the entire episode because we're going to be giving out some more information, talking about things that are going on at Worlds, including all of the things that are going on, not just the competition, but part of the competition flow. So you want to make sure you listen to this because this is something new that you're going to want to make sure you check out for Dueling Dogs. Because of the way it's getting integrated. So definitely listen in on this and get yourself a heads up on how this is going to work. And also, all the other stuff that's going on in Worlds. Let's just talk with Grant. Here we go. Exciting episode.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
My guest this week is Grant Reeves, President and CEO of Doc Dogs. Hello, Grant.
Hey, Jim. No, long time no chat.
Right? Right. Just the last episode about Dueling Dogs, which still was a great event. I'm still thinking about that, how cool it was.
Facebook just blew up. My phone was just like an alarm clock every 15 minutes going off, like more people posting, sharing pictures. So yeah, it Again, I'm still coming down off the adrenaline rush. That was a good one.
It was. It was so cool. Hey, I really appreciate you taking out time because I know how busy it is this time of year and all the things you're preparing for. And one of them is the Rules Committee meeting that's coming up this weekend, right?
Yeah, we're out of here shortly. The girls are you know, probably working 14, 16 hours a day each girl.
Whoa.
Between Teresa, Linda, Lisa, Sam, and I mean, they're all going crazy. Rules, year-end invites, prepping for Worlds, getting all of the social stuff ready for Worlds, getting the awards ordered. It's quite a bit, but we're close to being ready for Worlds. It'll be as we go out the door, we'll still be hitting print on some of the documents for the rules discussion topics. But it's going to be a good meeting. We're down in Fort Myers, and I think there's upwards of 45 or 50 people coming.
Awesome.
And we've got some pretty good suggestions to review for this year and go through, and we'll see what the Rules Committee comes up with.
Well, that's cool. And for anyone that's new to Doc Dogs, just to explain, there is a Rules Committee meeting every year in various places throughout the country, and it's a combination of the Doc Dogs office personnel, staff, including yourself, and the affiliate clubs and representatives that they send from clubs all over. I mean, I don't know if you're fully covered again this year. You usually are, but I mean, we're talking about Canada and way up northwest. Some people be coming down to Florida, and of course, all over the country. And you guys sit down.
You're right. We've got a really good mix from all four corners of the continent and a couple of different people from Canada. I will say this, people, and Jim, you make a good point, there's a lot of new people. About 55 or 60% of the Rules Committee this year looks to be new people.
Well, I think that's encouraging. Some new, fresh ideas and views.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't realize, although they think, you know, Doc Dog sits here with the 10,000-pound gavel and makes decisions, it's really not the case. Unless it's a financial issue in terms of the business management and ownership aspect of it, or a safety issue that, you know, is being overlooked, we don't really make the rules here. It's a committee of your peers. Each club is afforded the opportunity to send two representatives or delegates to the committee meeting.
Right.
They have to agree and get one vote on topics of change or insertions to the rules. And we also review a lot of the policies and procedures. And we have this annual rules committee meeting once a year right now.
Yeah, and that's been going on for years and years. I don't even know how long. I think before my time in Doc Dogs.
Yeah, the very first one was with, like, I don't know, seven of us back in 2005.
Yeah, it's evolved, of course, as the rules have, but it's really down to a tweaking thing now, but people always have good ideas. I'm encouraged to hear that there's some new faces, because that's going to be, like I said, a fresh point of view, and that should be really exciting. And it's, you know, it's a couple days that you guys take, and you go over through some stuff in details. I've been to Rules Committee meeting, and it's not all fun and games.
Well, I'll go on the record. You will see a lot of social pictures being posted and stuff, but that's about, you know, 3 to 5% of what actually goes on there. They're long, grueling. People are very passionate about their representing their club's interests, and sometimes there's some knock them down, drag them out, you know, debates that go on over stuff. But at the end of the day, the Rules Committee vote, and it's a majority that carries these, you know, rule changes, rule implementations, policies, procedures. This year we've got our new Hall of Fame committee that'll be making presentations. We initiated the Ethics Committee last year. They've been working diligently this year, so I'll look forward to having you have one of the Ethics Committee people on. But and they're coming back with a full report, and we'll be presenting to the Rules Committee this year as well. So there's I'm mentally drained when I leave there Sunday night. So starts Friday midday and goes right through to Sunday night.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, from my experience, which is, you know, just the one, it was a lot of listening, paying attention, being involved, trying to do what's best for Doc Dogs and the clubs and the rules all overall, not just my team or what would, you know, work to my benefit, just trying to look at the whole big picture. And there is some fun, of course. You got to unwind a little bit. It's such grueling in those meetings sometimes. So very cool. I think that's good for everyone to know. And for anyone that doesn't know any more about it, you had an opportunity earlier this year to submit any rules, changes, or suggestions. And you need to be a club member, and you need to get involved with your club, and maybe one day you'll be at one of the rules committee meetings in the future. Who knows?
Well, yeah, and clarification on that. The only, and you have to understand, Jim, this office, between the management team and myself, probably receive on average 30 to 40 emails a month about, oh, you should do this, and you should do that, and Doc Doug should be this, and Doc Doug should be that. We really only pay attention to the process of consideration for rule changes, implementations, or suggestions is you have to go through an existing affiliate club, because the clubs and their rules committee delegates truly steer the ship in terms of, you know, all of policies, procedures, and rules. So definitely be involved actively in a club. Most people are involved in multiple clubs, and that's how you get that's how you're heard.
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much on that. I want to get to some other topics, but first we're going to take a break real quick and listen to one of Doc Dog's fine sponsors.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
All right, we're back. Radio Doc Dogs. My guest is Grant Reeves, President and CEO of Doc Dogs, and we're talking about all kinds of things going on in Doc Dogs. We just talked about the Rules Committee meeting going on this weekend. On top of all of that, Grant, Worlds, and that's the big thing, and that's what we're going to be talking about a lot on Radio Doc Dogs in the next coming weeks. Let's just start with some fun stuff. It's all fun stuff, but there's a yearbook planned for this year. That looks very cool. I saw it.
It's been interesting. You raise a very cool and very, I'm excited. It's a very unique opportunity for the Doc Dogs community. Working with photos by Feist in the proof booth, we've tried to improve every year on the photos and the photo experience at Worlds. This year there'll be the backdrop where you take your dog, the podium, it's set up on a dock, and that I think is key. I really do think that's key to get that, you know, individual photos from Tom. But the action stuff has been a challenge. It's an indoor environment. Everybody thinks that their dog should be captured in a certain way. So we've changed the format this year. And what we've done is I've actually invested in Tom's program, and I have purchased in advance some yearbooks, just like when you're in high school or college, from 2014 World. So people will have an opportunity to buy them right on site. And when we run out of those, you can order the 2014 books from last year.
Cool.
The nice thing about it is that's going to be the same quality and the same style and format for the 2015 yearbooks. Just like school, you know, you go get your photos done, you put your money down, you buy the book, and it gets shipped to you, you know, sometime in March or April the following year. But it really is going to be a true collection of everybody, not just action shots, lifestyle shots, and portrait shots, but it's all going to be in that yearbook. So I'm looking actually, Jim, you and I have talked about this, and maybe going back and doing a collage of years of national championships and world championships so people can buy them and have a collection. But, subject to how it goes this year, I think you'll see a yearbook from every Worlds moving forward, which is a great idea.
Yeah, I think it is so cool, too. And if there's anything that I regret, or it's not a regret, it's just I wish we'd have been doing this for years, because it would be pretty cool to have all those years. So going back retro, yeah, that might be a cool thing, too. And then these people, they'll get their yearbooks early next year, and they can take them out to Doc Dogs events and get people's autographs and signatures if they like, and just like you would with yearbooks. So that's pretty cool. It's a really neat idea.
Bring your yearbook from year to year from the previous year. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities, you know. So, you know, it's along the lines of, you know, everybody brings their team cards, or we call them potograph material. And I hope everybody's doing it again this year. And if they're new people, you know, make up a postcard style and exchange them, because we see a lot of that going on too. People make some of the best friends they've ever made in Doc Dogs at World Championships.
Yeah, it's cool. I know there's a lot of potographs being made and banners too for a lot of the teams. So that's very exciting. So the yearbook thing, that is really cool. Do we have any details yet? I've been looking to, you know, how can they order? Is order only going to be at Worlds and then online afterwards? Or do you know what the plan is for that?
You can order them online. Go to the Doc Dogs Facebook page. They're right there. Go to Photos by Feist. You can actually already be ordering them online. You can. There's a discount if you order 2014 and 15.
Okay.
But the opportunity is already up there for you to be pre-ordering them. My guess is when people see the quality of this and the energy within the book, and I've taken it and shown it to a couple of sponsors and some other people, it's a cool concept. So yeah, the more people that participate, the better the program can grow.
It is that I've seen it myself, and it is. It's pretty cool. It is just like a yearbook, but it's all dog stuff. So I love it.
They'll make great Christmas gifts.
Oh yeah, that too. Absolutely, great idea. Also, you know, going on, there's so many things going on. That's why it's going to take a number of episodes. I'm sure you and I'll be talking again to cover these things, but we're just trying to skip around and cover some fun stuff that's going on, things that people need to know or take care of now or as soon as possible. That's one of them. They can order the yearbooks. The other thing is, getting your tickets for the Golden Paw Awards, which are...
Well, I can tell you, we've had some meetings over the formatting this year of the Golden Paw Awards, and I know that you're working diligently, and I thank you in advance again. Every year, you know, you're the energy and the life that gets breathed into the monotony of all these awards, and I say monotony in that there's a lot of deserving people, and it takes a long time to get through them, but your videos definitely are, you know, a highlight of the entire world, but some of the stuff you and BK are working on this year I think is going to be pretty cool, and I think I'm one of three that knows who the Hall of Fame people are, other than the committee themselves, and who the this year's a Global Recognition Award, the People's Choice Awards have all been tallied up. The girls, I think, were working late last night. There's more votes for the nominees this year than any year in the past.
Oh, wow.
The People's Choice Awards. And they've been tallied up, and I mean, the awards are all being ordered as we speak. You know, we're 3 weeks out. We've got to get it done.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a cool, fun night of reminiscing about the past year, seeing your friends or maybe even yourself, depending on who you are, if you were one of the people nominated or maybe you're winning an award. Of course, like you had mentioned, the Hall of Fame, that's always a big one in my mind. That's that and the Global Recognition Award is like the biggest things, the biggest recognitions at the Golden Paw Awards every year, and always well-known Doc Dogs people, it seems, into that, well-deserved, and so many more that didn't make it, and, you know, fingers crossed every year. Now with this new committee and the way that they're looking at things, that's encouraging too. So people want to be there. I guess the one thing I'd have to say is, first of all, and we'll get into this probably in a future episode, we've already talked about it a bit, but, you know, we have the Doc Dog sponsors, Zooks and Blue Buffalo and Glycoflex, you know, helping out, putting on things that in the past on those nights, I think it costs some money to the competitors to attend, whereas in this case, they're putting them on and flipping the bill for a lot of that stuff, which is saving the competitors some money, which really only means you don't have to take much more to get to the Golden Paw Awards, and it's a thing of worlds. I mean, it's like incomplete. It'd be like going to Disneyland and not seeing Mickey Mouse, you know.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point. I mean, if we've said it once, we've said it 100 times. People who have been to worlds and not been to the Golden Paw Awards, and it could be for all kinds of reasons, they don't understand, you know, how much of a crescendo type of an event it is, where, you know, you're celebrating the previous year and looking forward to seeing everything that's going on in the following year to come. Or maybe it's financial, you know, there's only so much people can do. So we've tried to be creative and innovative and find ways that, you know, how many people have gone to Worlds and didn't go, and then the next 2 days afterwards they're going, oh, they're hearing everybody talk about it and see it, and they're like, oh, we should have gone. I can't tell you, again, it is the one thing you need to do. It's the only thing outside of your entry fees and accommodations, food, you know, the standard stuff that you have to pay for this year. Everything else is complimentary. From the, you know, Wednesday night meet and greet by Glycoflex, the social on Thursday night from Zooks, which is, you know, the minute to win it, you know, hilarious game night. Friday night is obviously the Golden Paw Awards, and Saturday night is freebie night, but we also have the finals features on Saturday night. Free. We don't have a ticket price for the finals feature Saturday night or late Sunday afternoon with the other finals features, which is full-on production show. Lights, spotlights, full-on announcement, music, background, and the people that each year get to be in that are you know, huge. You know, we have our Hero Dog division walk again, where we honor all the Hero Dogs. But people that aren't competing sit down and watch it. They're like, wow, that is an amazing production. So Worlds in its entirety is your crescendo event. And the one thing I hope I don't hear this year is, oh, I wish I'd have gone. I hope everybody takes the time and effort, you know. And like I said, I'm wearing a tux. I saw my wife already bought her dress for this year, and it's not long this year. It's short, but it's still formal. And it's the one time I don't get to recognize people in Doc Dogs when they're all dressed up.
Yeah, and it's difficult. And just to point out, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are like, well, why can't that be free too? Well, you got that the Muppet Theater, which is really cool. You know, that costs Doc Dogs. And you know, and what all is involved rolled into that true is the, you know, their electricity costs, their heating costs, all that stuff, you know, to rent that theater and utilize it, for that duration of time. So there's an expense involved there. And I'm sure if it could be free, it would be free. Unfortunately, it's not.
Let's say this, Jim, how do I say this to be, I'm typically an open book. You've asked a lot of tough questions over the years with Radio Doc Dogs. And, you know, we try to be as, you know, open and honest with the answers. So we have dueling dogs this year, which is a whole other topic that is a part of the World Championships for this year.
Right.
And it's the inaugural World Championships for dueling dogs. But going into the 2015 World Championships, the budget was set at $110,000. We were over that last week. And this morning, I just finished updating the budget for dueling dogs, which I'm still waiting for final quotes back on dueling dog awards. Extra cost for an extra pool, 5 other staff people for a week. So people, while they look at it, don't realize how big it is and how much it costs to execute an event like this. So while we're well over budget, as we said, we invest in it because it is the crescendo event of the year. Having dueling dogs there this year is going to take it to a whole new energy level like we've never seen before. And I think that we're doing as much as we can to keep the cost contained for the actual participants, spectators, and family members. But at the same time, there are hard costs that have to be covered. So we'll be okay. And the sponsors have stepped up big this year.
Yeah, and that is fantastic. I applaud the sponsors for that because I know how much that helps Doc Dogs and the competitors themselves. And I hope all the competitors thank the sponsors too when they're at Worlds and see them, or anytime, you know, go on their Facebook page. But there's a lot of little details that we don't even take into consideration. I mean, you got Doc Dogs closes down a street in downtown Dubuque, Iowa. A street.
The tent 2 years ago was 100 feet long, then it was 120. This year is probably going to be somewhere around 140 to 160 feet long for the kenneling, which is heated for 5 days. I mean, look at the number of staff. There's 27 staff members this year that'll be working there. And they start to arrive as soon as Sunday, the week before, and they don't leave, you know, for the following Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, look at in the office. If it wasn't for these girls right now and the extra hours and the effort they're putting in between rules, year-end rankings, titles, the Neova software launch that just took place, and we're 100% Neova now, which is nice. And then you've got Worlds coming up, and then you add in the Golden Paw Awards. Now we're putting in dueling dogs. I mean, the management team and the staff here, I mean, I'd like to be able to take credit for it. I'm just kind of, you know, the conductor here waving my wand at different sections, and they're all doing such a phenomenal job. And I can tell you, it's, you know, from everybody, you and Jen, I mean, this Golden Paw Awards, you're working with BK on it, takes a huge amount of your personal time and effort, and you can never say thank you enough to everybody. But, you know, we'll get through it all, and we'll have a little bit of a breather for 3 or 4 weeks, and then we'll rev it right back up January 1st again.
Right, absolutely. Hey, we're going to take another quick break, Grant, and then when we come back, I want to talk to you about the flow of the competition at Worlds, because there's been something implemented with dueling dogs and how it's going to mesh into the rest of the regular competition. So we'll be right back after this and talk about that.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zooks offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zooks to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zooks Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
All right, I'm talking with Grant Reeves, president and CEO of Doc Dogs. He's been kind enough to take out some time out of this super incredibly busy time of year. I'm actually, honest to God, Grant, I can't believe that you're able to talk with me this long. You're probably sitting there going, I wish you'd just shut up and get on with it because I got things to do.
Hey, Radio Doc Dogs is not only is it a staple now in the community of Doc Dogs, but it's a key communication tool. And we get to say a lot. We get to converse a lot, and frankly, Jim, I look forward to it when you get to challenge me on things. You know, it's not always the nicest questions I receive through you, but it's a way that we can give open and honest answers back to the community and directly. So I look forward to it every week. I'll always make time for it.
Well, I'm glad, and I think it does get a lot of good information out to folks. So, but the last thing we want to wrap up on is the Dueling Dogs. You know, last year people were introduced to it at Worlds, and then it went to all the regional championships this year, and then it had a standalone event just a couple weeks ago, which was we talked about earlier in the show. So it has to mesh in with the already packed schedule going on right there inside of the Five Flags Center in Dubuque. And I think you've come up with a way to try and make it as convenient as possible for everyone and still get everything done. You want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with the things that we have to accommodate for Dueling Dogs. We've normally only ever had four pools, which was three competition pools and a practice pool. This year we have five pools, four of them competition pools and a practice pool. One will be designated for big air. One is designated for extreme vertical. One is designated for speed retrieve. And then obviously we have to designate a Dueling Dogs pool this year. We usually use the speed retrieve as a secondary big air dock because of the sheer numbers and volume that has to be put through. Right. You know, unless we want to take this thing to a week-long program, we do our best to get everybody in and still meet all the social media, all the social outing deadlines and all that type of stuff. So the first thing is accommodating. And we put a teaser out there with the pools on an angle. We're still not 100% sure, and I'm going to be honest with you, Jim. Until I set foot in there on Monday morning of the week of setup, I don't know what the final layout's going to be because there's so many things we have to take into consideration with, you know, sponsor branding this year is being stepped up huge by all three sponsors. We want to give them their due. You know, the traffic flow patterns in and out of the building, staging, waiting in line, those type of things. So right. We'll make that decision. We've got four or five different floor plan options. But with Dueling Dogs, from a competitor standpoint, we don't want to inhibit both the performance ability and the availability of competitors to participate in all of the disciplines that they've chosen. So we've come up with an idea that I think will work very well. People need to keep in mind, Dueling Dogs is not Doc Dogs. It's a separate ownership. It's a separate program and really is a separate entity in its entirety, both from a rules standpoint all the way through to and including an award standpoint.
Right.
So what we're going to do is when you check in as Dueling Dogs, there'll be a separate Dueling Dogs handler meeting. There'll be punch cards that you get that'll be on a lanyard. And in Dueling Dogs, you re-qualify. It doesn't matter what you qualified for.
Right.
But when you come to this event, you have four, on Q1 and Q2, you have four rounds of competition where you can duel four times in any one day.
Okay.
For your best duel, you get your best time. And that will seed you in the class 1, 2, 3, or 4 finals, which will be included this year in the features on Saturday night. What's very interesting about that is you're not going to have slotted times or slotted or designated duels. You're just going to step in line and duel with whoever's across from you.
Right.
People are going to try and play the system, but you can only ever duel the same team once in the weekend.
Right.
So it keeps it so, and the way Dueling Dogs is set up, it's get the best reaction time you can and get the best retrieve time you can every time you're on the dock, whether you're in a qualifier or in a final.
Right.
So it's going to be pretty cool. And then as you come to the dock, they'll punch your card, and when all four holes are filled one day, you're done. You can do them all back-to-back. You could do them throughout the day. Do the next day. Some people might only get one great time, say, that's it, I'm going to hold off and hope for my best to be placed in the final. So it's different ways to go about it.
Right, so up to four a day, they don't have to use them all. And like you said, they can do them all once. Maybe they want to go back, rest their dog for an hour or two, come back again, and just get that punch in. So that's, I think that's pretty cool. And then their priority will be, if they are in any other disciplines with Doc Dogs, those would take priority, of course, because those will have a schedule and a wrangler sheet and a listing and everything that they'll have to do. And then beyond that, I believe it's usually EV is always the top priority. Is that still going to be the case?
Absolutely. EV always takes a precedent because, you know, you don't want to switch the dog between disciplines when you're in the middle of your EV run for, you know, trying to get the finals placement. So I would say that this will allow people to come and go at their leisure. With the caveat, you know, don't try and come in at 5-5 when we're closing the dock and say, I need all four runs.
Right.
I mean, that's just not going to happen. So at the end of the day, we'll do everything we can to accommodate everybody, but we think that we, you know, we've taken the pressure off people who are in multiple disciplines and still wanting to dueling dogs, and it's going to be exciting. I just ordered the Perpetual Cup today for dueling dogs, and I can tell you, whoever takes that home this year, and you don't have to be the fastest dog to win, because watching what happened with the fault starting, it makes it so exciting, and people that have been involved in dueling dogs realize it's literally a blink, and all of a sudden you've got a winner. So it's going to be pretty cool to see who takes the home the inaugural, you know, Dueling Dogs World Championships in each of the individual classes, but more importantly, in the overall aspect of right. Who's going to be the fastest dog in the first ever Dueling Dog World Championships.
Yep, that is so cool, so exciting, awesome, brand new cup to hand out. And I think that system works. I think that's going to make it a lot easier for everyone, especially those that might be doing Iron Dog at the same time and have to throw in another discipline. This should ease their schedule for that, so, or with multiple dogs. Well, great.
Hey, Jim, one more note for you before. People are getting invites right now. I mean, we're down to the last day of sending invites out because we have the year-end ranking invites to go out.
Right.
And I will say this, Best Western Plus, if you do not have a hotel room, the Best Western Plus, very reasonable rate, pet friendly, a shuttle to and from the Holiday Inn and or Five Flags Center running on 24-hour service for everybody. So you park your car, you leave it there. There's all kinds of, you know, opportunities. And the one thing I will say, again, even if you're not competing and you're within, you know, a driving shot or you can get out there, this is something you want to be a part of. So hopefully we encourage more people to be there.
Yeah, it's cool because when there's not all these coordinated functions going on, it's still always a party somewhere and a great time.
Usually in the hotel lobby. But
right.
<that's fine>.
Right. All right. Well, thank you, Grant. I really appreciate, again, the time and this information. And, you know, good luck at the Rules Committee meeting. And everyone, you know, do a good job there. Be safe and everything. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Again, Jim, thank you. Look forward to seeing you at Worlds.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
And there you have it. Another episode of Radio Doc Dogs is in the books, folks. I cannot stress enough. I don't know where these guys at Doc Dogs found time, where Grant found time to talk with me, how they're getting all of these things done. Seriously, say thank you to them, competitors, if you really care, because I know firsthand, I don't know if you think it all just magically happens, and I'm not trying to lecture you or anything on it, I'm just saying, it doesn't magically happen. Grant said it a number of times, and I'll repeat it too. Man, these guys are doing more than, I don't know how they get it done, but they do every year, and that is what's so amazing. So, you know, thank the Doc Dog staff, thank Grant, Teresa, all those guys in there for doing what they do and getting it done. It's of course it's their job. It's part of their job, but it still doesn't mean it's thankless. It shouldn't be. This is all things that benefit all of us as competitors. But beyond that, again, I want to thank him for taking the time out. And that's it for this episode of Radio Doc Dogs. If you're at one of the events this weekend, have a great time. Events still all over. 5 of them going on. That's cool. That's crazy. First events of the new year, I believe, of the new Doc Dogs season. Yes, they are. So these count towards 2016 Worlds. So go at it, have at it, and get in your practice for the 2015 Worlds. Thanks again. Have a great time. Be safe, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2015.
Radio Doc Dogs.